Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. In late 2023, a flock of nearly a million egg-producing chickens at a Wright County farm had to be slaughtered because of the discovery that the birds were infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI. Most cases of bird flu in Minnesota over the last few years have been discovered in turkey-growing operations, but in this case, Wright County jumped directly to the top of the list for commercial operations where flocks are infected with the enormous infection among chickens. The flock of just over 940,000 birds was quarantined as of October 31st, and confirmation of a bird flu diagnosis came on November 3rd. The USDA said the bird flu outbreak in Minnesota was the worst in the country in the 30-day period from mid-October to mid-November. Dr. Shauna Voss with the State Board of Animal Health said the spring and fall migration of wild birds are high-risk periods for bird flu.
Because they're moving through the state and they're bringing viruses with them. And so that's when we most likely will see introductions. And so we were expecting that we might see some cases this fall. I think we're all disappointed at the number of cases that we're seeing.
In late November into early December, HPAI continued to be harmful to poultry operations. National Turkey Federation Chair Steve Lichen said while it didn't have a great impact on Thanksgiving turkeys, it is tough on producers.
We don't see any supply-related issues. It has been a frustrating year. The hardest part about high-path avian influenza being a global animal challenge is that it's just really hard on our people.
Bird flu continued to be detected in Kandiyohi, Ottertail, and Brown counties late into November and early December. Officials say the later-than-usual waterfowl migration due to the unusually mild weather was having a great effect in the continuation of the outbreaks. Bird flu continues to present major problems for poultry farmers throughout the state, including some here in Wright County, one of the top local news stories of 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.